PM News. I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 4th at 8:55, almost 8:56. And we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We have a mixed start to this Wednesday morning up in Chicago in our commodity markets. Looking at Chicago corn futures, March corn is currently down a penny and three quarters at 426 and three quarters. May corn is down a penny and a half at 434 and a quarter. July corn down a penny and a quarter at 440 and three quarters. And new crop December 26 corn futures down a penny at 455 and three quarters. Looking at the Chicago soybean market, March beans are down a half cent at 1065 and a half. May beans up a quarter cent at 1077 and a half. July 26 soybeans up three quarters of a cent at 1091 and a quarter. And new crop November 26 bean futures up a penny at 1080 and a quarter. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, March wheat futures are down 4 cents at 424 and three quarters. May wheat down 3.5 cents at 534 and a quarter. And July 26 wheat futures down 3.75 cents at 545. This coming Tuesday, February 10th, the USDA will release its monthly supply and demand report. And while there is no major revisions, generally speaking, for the U.S. production and demand, all attention will be pointed towards updates on the South American crop size. Corn exports for the U.S. have been extremely strong. And generally speaking, as we see South America start to get into their soybean harvest, we start to lose some market share on the soybean side, and eventually in the next coming months, the world shifts over to demand for the corn from Argentina and Brazil. While demand has been a driver, kind of stabilizing our markets, we need to continue to see strong demand given the robust crop we just produced here in a harvest of 25. Basis remains firm as flat price levels still aren't attractive to farmers, so basis with the board being somewhat stagnated has continued to improve, and farmers look to take advantage prior to spring planting. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a high of 26 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 10 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 28 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 40 degrees with a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.